sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden moon boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can survive. And this is your country boy in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, the host of the Trump Phenomenon, a live program coming to you on January 31st, 2019. You're welcome to join the show at the call-in number of 800-313-9443. Let's see. I'll just try to suggest a few topics for you tonight. Let's just see what's at the top of the news. And let's just see what the president is tweeting right now. This is revolutionary, folks. This business of the tweeting president. The first time we've had a president who is actually in direct communication with us. So I want to see what the president has communicated to me in the last 2 hours. Let's see, here's a here we go. Here's a string of tweets, so I think I'll read the whole string. All right. So there's a series of good tweets today. Donald Trump never disappoints. So we'll go into that string of tweets and then go across the top of the news as well, so we can provide some grist for your mill as you call us at 800-313-9443. And let's see, I'm going to go to those tweets right now. I'll just take a little second here to do a little engineering here. All of my engineers All of my assistant producers are on strike. Because I haven't paid them. No, I'm just kidding. You're just going to hear a little bit of... In the background here is going to be a little bit of a roar of heater noise up here in North Dakota. I'm just going to fire up a little heat, and I'll turn that off. Tout de suite, as the French say. There it goes. So pardon a little bit of noise. It's just a survival question. So here is this string of tweets. More troops being sent to the southern border. This is the president speaking to you. To stop the attempted invasion of illegals. Now, folks, I don't know of any line in poetry that affects me more deeply than that one right there. Shakespeare couldn't top that. John Keats, nobody could top that. More troops being sent to the southern border to stop the attempted invasion of illegals. And, of course, what's remarkable, what's revolutionary about that? Our president, not just an activist, not just a talk show mouth like myself, our president calls these people, oh, they're people just like us. Well, they're invaders. They're invading people. He calls them an invasion of illegals. Not a migration of undocumented people. That's what Nancy Pelosi would call it, a migration of undocumented people. And that the rest of, now, by the way, here's a theme for tonight, you know, or a thought going forward and going forward. Good news for us patriots is how radically left-wing the Democrats are proving to be in the run-up to the 2020 election. These are real fruitcakes. They can't come up with anybody who's simply a... I mean, actually, they make Hillary Clinton look better as a candidate than they are. Hillary and Bill Clinton were parked back a little bit anyway to earlier liberalism. These new ones are just whack jobs. They're on the global warming bandwagon. They want to get rid of all forms of carbon, all oil, all natural gas, get rid of nuclear reactors, get rid of modern society. None of them have any clue about economics. None of them are qualified to speak on anything they speak upon. It's great. So the attempted invasion of illegals to be met by more troops being sent by our great president through large caravans into our country. Did you see that headline today that the largest of the caravans is tabulated as having maybe 12,000 people in it? And who knows? 12,000 is a lot of people in a mass. We have stopped the previous caravans, and we will stop these also with a wall. It would be, and then with four O's, it would be so much easier and less expensive with a wall. And then he says, being built. And he talks about that in his press conference today. He said, I am building a wall. I've got walls under construction. I've got walls in planning. And he says, it doesn't look like there's anything coming out of the conference, the meeting of minds of the rhino Republicans and the demon rat Democrats. So the president says it doesn't look like there's much promise coming out of that. So February 15th, 0 hour, looks like we're looking at an executive order, a declaration of state of emergency, or now here's another headline I'll throw on the fire tonight. Is it the Congressional Research Office releases a report that the president, I'll get to that article, the president has the power to build the wall without a declaration of emergency, without an executive order. And let's go to that. I'll go to that. I got to tie a string around my finger not to forget that. But let's go to some more tweets. Democrats are becoming the party of late-term abortion, high taxes, open borders, and crime. Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee are wasting their time. Democrats, despite all of the evidence, proof, and caravans coming, are not going to give money to build the desperately needed wall. I've got you covered. Wall is already being built. I don't expect much help. Well, there's our answer right there, folks. The president has already initiated his solution. It's right there. In the tweet 13 hours ago. There we go. Maybe the lead tweet for the evening. And I like he has another tweet here. I don't know if it's in a tweet or if it's something he said today. He said, what did he say? He said, let's stop playing with words. Let's call a wall a wall. Stop playing with words. So I think we'll see this more and more. He's using the term wall here, and he's not pussyfooting around. Let's find another. Here's one that pertains to the wall. 8 hours ago, very sadly, murder cases in Mexico in 2018 rose 33% from 2017 to 33,341. This is a big contributor to the humanitarian crisis taking place on our southern border and then spreading throughout our country. Worse even than Afghanistan, much caused by drugs. Wall is being built. Now, you notice this is a statement like that. Wall is being built is a four-word response to Ann Coulter's three-word refrain, which is, what was her refrain? Let me think of it. I'll get it in a second here. Break ground today. Break ground. I think that's what she wrote. Break ground today. And Donald Trump's replies to her, he's writing it over and over again. Wall is being built. Beautiful. Yeah. And then the last tweet here in this chain of things vis-a-vis the border. This is 2 hours ago. Our great U.S. Border Patrol agents made the biggest fentanyl bust in our country's history. Thanks, as always, for a job well done. And, of course, the fentanyl is an absolutely lethal narcotic that kills tens of thousands of Americans every year. Doesn't need to happen. Doesn't even need to be coming into the country. If you don't have the fentanyl, you're not going to die from it. And it's 90% of it or some number like that comes across the border illegally. It's manufactured in, where else? Red China. Isn't everything made in Red China? So there you have that. I'll see if I can find that story that I was referring to in just a moment. We've got Nancy in California. Nancy, are you there? Can you hear me? Come in, Nancy.
I'm here.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. I've got a heater on here. Is it creating a roar that's hard for you?
Nope, I cannot hear it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll leave it on then. If one of the callers says that the heater I'm running is interfering with your audio, just let me know and I'll turn it off.
All right.
It'll go off by itself in a moment. Of course, you know what? Last night, the coldest it got up here was minus 38 degrees. That was,
Wow.
24 hours ago. Minus 38. That was without the wind chill. And there was wind, so it was quite a bit colder than that. But the absolute temperature was minus 38. Which is wild. Anyway, go ahead, Nancy. What's on your mind?
Yep. I like the way President Trump used that. You know, where's the global warming now?
Yeah, where's global warming when we need it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I voted for him. I called you once. You thought for some reason I wasn't supporting him, but I do.
I apologize. No, I remember you. I remember you, Nancy, and if I got it wrong, I apologize.
I think we were talking about Patrick Buchanan, and he had excused something. It was a long time ago. I'd have to think about it for a minute. But anyway, I was calling because I got a text, and I get these regularly, and it amazes me. I think he might be using some of his own money, because listen to this text. He says, notice, deadline in 4 hours. This is your last chance to help President Trump. Please contribute any amount, and it will be quadruple matched. And then it has a little link. I think he's matching contributions.
And this came from Pat Buchanan?
No. It comes from the Trump, from his organization.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you my thought on that. He could be matching it himself personally. It could be a really wealthy supporter. But
these come from, I get these regularly, and I do believe, I would not be surprised if he was using his own money. He is a great man, in my opinion. He's up against so much opposition. It's incredible.
Oh, and well, Nancy, thank you. Thank you for raising a point I neglected to cover on the show adequately. Forbes magazine did a study of the current state of finances of Donald Trump. Now, as president, I think most of his money and assets are in a trust, blind trust. So he's not day-to-day managing his properties, but he still owns them. And they will return to his control when he departs the White House, which will be in 2025. It'll be January of 2025 that he leaves the White House. Yes. Well, Forbes did a study of his assets, his businesses, and all of this, and their conclusion was that he has lost, since he began running for the presidency, the run has cost him in lost assets over $400 million. Mm-hmm. He's had to kiss that money goodbye, and that's a big loss. The big boom we've had in the last 2 years is only because he was president. But if another gifted genius like Trump, or someone who could have boomed the economy, had been elected president other than Trump, in this period, Trump would, instead of losing $400 million, he would have ridden the stock market and the real estate market and the manufacturing market. He would have ridden all these booming markets to, in fact, maybe certainly hundreds of millions of dollars of profit instead of $400 million of loss. So, folks, it's just a measure, Nancy. I talk about his physical courage in the face. I mean, we look at what's happened to great men in our history in the past, or brave people who speak out. A lot of bad things happened to them. I don't want to be...
Yeah, like Joseph McCarthy and
People who mysteriously step out of hotel windows and things like this.
Oh, yeah, so, Forrester. Mm-hmm. Or that Forrester guy down in Las Vegas that John was talking about the previous hour.
Yes, no, I didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. Yes, but James Forrestal died a mysterious death. But he's not only physically brave, but look at this. Look at the loss that he has sustained in his businesses. He doesn't care about that money. And he said it several times. He said, I made money. That was a heck of an undertaking, but this is much, much more important. I think we've got music, Nancy, so hang on. And we'll be right back.
I need to run, but I
all right.
Appreciate
thank you, Nancy.
The show and,
I appreciate
right,
you. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Thank you. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thank you for tuning us in. I turned that heater off, so you should hear a little more serenity from this end of the line, and the engineer should be happier. I found the article I wanted to read to you. This is a good one. This is nice. This is from the Congressional Research Office, and the president's tweets in the last few hours indicate this may be the direction we're going, folks. Congressional Research Service. President can build border wall without national emergency or additional action by Congress. I like it. The Congressional Research Service says President Trump has the legal authority, this is Breitbart writing, has the legal authority to build significant portions of a border wall without additional congressional authorization or declaring a national emergency. That conclusion was reached in a report released by the nonpartisan federal agency on January 10th. A Department of Defense official made a similar legal argument in testimony before the House Armed Services Committee on Tuesday this week. Until the Congressional Research Service report was released, most of the national discussion surrounding President Trump's authority to build the wall on the southern border, which he promised in his successful 2016 presidential campaign, focused on only two legal questions, legal options. One, his current request for Congress to appropriate $5.7 billion in the current fiscal year to build the wall, or option two, the possibility that he could invoke his authority under the National Emergencies Act, enacted in 1976, to build the wall. So, folks, here we're finding choice number three, door number three, which looks like maybe the best one to select. What was the name of that show where you select a door? I can't remember. Jeopardy? No. I can't remember. I didn't really watch those shows. Anyway, the refusal of Congress to appropriate the $5.7 billion for the border wall prompted the partial federal government shutdown that began on December 22nd and ended on January 25th. When the president agreed to reopen the government for a brief three-week period, we're in it right now, to allow congressional negotiators to hammer out a deal. Almost 1 week into that period of negotiation, it remains unclear if a deal will be struck. The president himself placed the odds at less than 50-50. As for the declaration of a national emergency to construct the wall, while many legal scholars agree that the president has the legal authority to do so, the expectation is that any such declaration would be immediately met with a legal challenge, possibly to be filed in the very liberal Ninth Circuit, where a judge would likely halt any construction of a border wall, possibly until the case made its way to the Supreme Court. In other words, would you still be alive at that time? Here's what the Congressional Research Service report says. The circumstances in which the Section 2808 authority, which is of Title 10 of the U.S. Code that codifies the National Emergencies Act, could be used to deploy fencing along the border appears to be a question of first impression and one that is likely to be vigorously litigated. Okay, so you see that legal term there? Correct me, any of you attorneys out there. First impression means this is new in the courts, and you don't want that if you want to get things done quickly, because first impression means it hasn't been already decided. So you're talking about interminable legal lawfare against the president. Okay, let's go on. The report cited two sections of Title 10 of the U.S. Code, Section 2803 and Section 284, which are separate and distinct from Section 2808, the section of Title 10 that grants presidential authority under the National Emergencies Act, Section 2803. So I'm all ears right now. This is the first time I've heard this. Section 2803, quote, provides that the Secretary of Defense may carry out a military construction project not otherwise authorized by law upon determining that, one, the project is vital to the national security or to the protection of health, safety, or the quality of the environment. Bingo. And two, I inserted the word bingo. It's not actually in the act. And two, the requirement for the project is so urgent that deferring the project would be inconsistent with national security or the protection of health, safety, or environmental quality. End quote. Folks, game, set, match. Donald Trump's got it right there. Section 2803. He's got all the authority he needs right there. That's law. It's not first impression. It's really clear. We'll be right back with Section 284. It's going to get better.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we are back.
Man can be a fool.
I just got a call from a very special patriot friend who will remain anonymous, calling all the way from Hawaii. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to talking with him after the show. But good news, other good news here. We were in the middle of something that's very important. That's new to me. I thought the president was pretty much constrained, if he wanted to act on his own, to declare a national emergency. But this report from the Congressional Research Service changes all of that dramatically. From the tone of his tweets today and his press conference statements that I heard, I think I hear the hoofbeats. I think I hear what's coming. Donald Trump, remember in that tweet, he said today, the wall is being built. It is being built. I have the money. It's going now. I think he's already started what he's going to announce on February 15th, which is he is going to use Section 2808, which is the National Emergency Clause of Title 10 of the U.S. Code. I know this all sounds like a whole bunch of numbers, but these become really important to us now. He is going to be using Section 2803 and Section 284. So let's go. I'll just review 2803, which we covered before the break. It is that And you decide. Now you're the judge. You listen to this. Section 2803. You decide. Does the current emergency on the border meet the standards of 2803? It provides that the Secretary of Defense, of course, who obviously works for Donald Trump, may carry out a military construction project not otherwise authorized by law. Notice he doesn't need Chucky Schumer. Upon determining that, one, the project is vital to the national security. Well, let's see. Can we check that box off? I think so. Or to the protection of health, safety, or the quality of the environment. I think so. And two, the requirement for the project is so urgent that deferring the project would be inconsistent with national security or the protection of health, safety, or environmental quality. Oh, easy to check that box off. Hey, we're done, folks. That's all the authority the president needs. And what is some idiot judge going to do to challenge that authority? It's going to be difficult. Now, we've got another one, though. Section 284 of U.S. Code 10. Quote, provides that the Secretary of Defense may provide support for the counter-drug activities or activities to counter transnational organized crime of any law enforcement agency, including through the construction of roads and fences and installation of lighting to block drug smuggling corridors across international boundaries of the United States, unquote. And again, I say, bingo! check that box off. Of course. And you've got two areas there. Countering drug smuggling activities and countering transnational organized crime. Well, let's see. Are we getting any organized crime across the border with Mexico? Is there any organized crime in the great state of Mexico? Is there any kind of a problem down there of that nature? Well, hell, the whole place is a giant drug crime, assassination, mutilation, torture cartel. It's beyond belief what's going on in Mexico. I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to even describe it. But if you're not reading Breitbart, read Breitbart. They've got a very brave team of reporters who have to operate under complete anonymity. And they say in the credit of each of the articles coming from Mexico, if our identities were known, we would be killed. Simple as that. And only Breitbart is willing to do this. They've got a paid staff in Mexico, reporting what's really going on with pictures from Mexico. And it, folks, it's frightening. Watch Mel Gibson's movie, Apocalypto, and then fast forward that to the present, and that's what's going on in Mexico. So the testimony of Senior Department of Defense official John Rood before the House Armed Services Committee underscored the current vital national security need for a wall on the southern border. This is laying the groundwork. So unbeknownst to us, because the national news isn't covering it, John Rood of the Department of Defense testified, and he was laying the groundwork for Section 284 and Section 2803. He was making the case that huge drugs, huge organized crime are coming across the border. He says the latest caravan, says Rood, is over 12,000 people. And he said there are more than 2,300 active duty troops at the southern border, down from a high of 5,900 in November, but more thousands have been ordered onto the border by the president. Again, the president is tipping his hand to us to show us by sending the troops down to the border, he is going to use the Department of Defense authorization 284, 2803. This is a national emergency, and he is going to use that authority to build the wall. And, of course, the Army Corps of Engineers works for Donald J. Trump. They're in his department, the executive branch. And then when questioned, now Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama, he's a good one. He's an excellent patriot. He was at that hearing, and he asked Rood about Section 284. And Brooks said, if President Trump were to direct the Pentagon and the United States military pursuant to 10 U.S.C. Section 284 to build such barriers as are necessary to secure our southern border from drug trafficking and international crime cartels, would the United States military obey that order? Now, that's a very carefully framed question. Notice that the great patriot Mo Brooks has exactly quoted the language of USC 284. And John Rood of the Defense Department answered, if we judge it to be a lawful order, yes, sir. And I assume it would be. Bingo! And then the article concludes, while any border wall construction begun under the authority of Section 2803 or Section 284 would also be subject to a legal challenge, the Congressional Research Service report suggests that the ability of such challenges to impede construction is uncertain. And there you go. I love that. So that's the good news to me for today. We've got a caller hanging on the line here. If you're still with us, Chris, if I didn't make you wait too long, Chris, are you there in Las Vegas?
Yes, James, I am, and I thank you for your astute observations about the Title 10. However, I don't have my resources with me. I'm out on the road traveling this evening, so whenever I tell you this, you may have to do a little bit of scurrying to find it. But the Sanctuary City case, Trump v. California or something along those lines, it might have been a particular entity or the particular individual in California, was basically a tutorial on the presidential powers as the commander-in-chief under Title 8, USC, the Immigration Naturalization Act, 1101 et sec, in particular. And it describes, I've read it very thoroughly, and it expounds on the president's broad, virtually unfettered powers to guard, protect, and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and ensure safe migration policies for America and not half insane policies. Although I do say that the emergency acts they were speaking of, and particularly the RICO actions, would certainly fall under the rubric of George Soros, a.k.a. Georgi Schwartz, and his terrorist activities.
Yes, all great observations, Chris. But what really strikes me as groovy, to speak in my own teenage lingo, what's when I get excited, I go back to being a teenager. I'm out on the surf. Out in the surf at Malibu. It's groovy, baby. What's groovy about 2803 and 284 is that it's is that it those two sections contain immediate funding. They authorize the president to dip into the $700+ billion of the defense budget, and you can sure find a lot of money in there. There's lots of discretionary money in there. So he is authorized. The practicality of paying for the job and the authority to do the job and to direct the job. And 2803 specifically says without legislative authorization. So if some judge says, oh, you don't have legislative authorization. Well, Mr. Judge, the law says without, which was passed by the legislature. The legislature itself said in its own law, you don't need to get our prior approval. So this is wonderful. The president's got it all. And, you know, it's not surprising that this hasn't come to our attention, people like me, because, of course, the media is absolutely not covering, such stories. They're hiding such good news. So I think we've got it right there, folks.
Absolutely, James. It's not unusual. The media is on the left-wing extreme, along with the Democrat Party, that are anti-Trump to the max. In fact, they're now opposing the same policies that Trump's putting forth, sanely, and they are insanely trying to take the other side, and they're not for what Trump's for now because it's what they wanted before, but now that Trump wants it, it's persona non grata with the left-wing extremists of the Nancy Pelosi variety who have obviously shown their colors. And being the yellow anti-American nutbags that they are, they are adopting the opposite, which is the insane policies of not protecting the borders versus protecting them against all enemies, foreign and domestic. With that, I thank you so very much for letting me chime in this evening.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chris. And folks, it looks like our big kahuna, our great leader, the big dog, Donald John Trump, has waived priority. He's deep at pipeline, and he's about to take off. I think Section 2803 and 284 give him that wave priority and deep position on the wave. So, and he's outside for the big swell, the swell of the day. I've got to talk in there to my buddy out there in Hawaii. And we're far from the surf here in North Dakota. But, you know, what's beautiful about our people, you know, the waves are fun. You know, all the great things that we've got on our beaches and all the great things we've done. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in California. And I've lived in the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic Coast and the Pacific Coast. But I've never been to Hawaii. And but what's beautiful about us is that even if we're as far from the ocean as possible, which is North Dakota, all those good things that we enjoyed out in the surf were still there because it's us. It's the camaraderie, the joie de vivre, and so on, the sense of beauty that we have that every surfer feels in the surf, in the lineup. It's right here in North Dakota. And I was amazed to find that out when I got married out here. I thought I was going to bring my wife to California, you know, because tear me away from the surf, impossible. But after I got married out here in North Dakota, I said, okay, honey, you know, I got a great apartment there in, you know, on the beach in California. And so here, you know, let's go. And she says, well, honey, we're staying right here in North Dakota. So lo, these many years later, here I am in North Dakota, and I love it. And you couldn't imagine a more contrasting place to Malibu than, you know, you could go out and surf on Christmas, and it's even more true when I was down in Palm Beach, because there, even without a wetsuit, you can surf in a nice surf down there on Christmas Day. Boy, you can't do that up here. Let's see. We got another caller here. Pat in Texas. Pat, are you there?
Hey, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I wanted to tell you something that we'd all forgotten. There's such a thing as a discharge petition. Nancy Pelosi isn't more powerful than the president, because if enough people, the Republicans, put in something, they can get Democrats to vote with it, they sign the discharge petition, and she has to bring it out of committee for vote.
Well, you know, very astute, Pat. You're right about that. You know what? I'll tell you what we're finding out, though, here 2 years deep into the Trump presidency. We're finding out that the swamp was deeper than we knew, and the deep state was deeper than we knew. And that the challenge for a patriot like Donald Trump was greater than even he knew. He said that actually 1 week after he got into office, he said, the swamp is even dirtier than I knew. He said that 1 week into it. And so what I'm getting at here, Pat, is that Donald Trump doesn't have much to work with in the House or the Senate.
Wait, think about this. Okay. Nancy Pelosi might not wanting the State of Union because she'll be sitting right behind him, and she didn't have any makeup on. And she might be afraid somebody will shoot her. Well,
Pat,
he's assured her that we have security. Don't worry about it. Secret Service
beautiful.
Is still
Pat, paint the picture. Yeah, I love it. It's going to be a moment.
She don't even want to get the call. She's getting in Washington. She wanted to leave the whole country.
Oh yeah, she's a crazy woman. Oh, no question about it. She's a complete bat bleep crazy. No question. She has got the disease of lust for power in a bad, bad way. But this is so beautiful. You paint the picture, Pat. We are all
to be president like Rockefeller was almost president when the Nixon and whatever is it, the vice president.
Yeah, but I love this. Yeah, but Pat, see, I love this because what Donald, this is what we as patriots need. We need Chuck Schumer. We need Pat, not you, Pat. We need Nancy Pelosi. We need you too, Pat. But we need yeah, it's good that the crazy people are in charge on the other side. And Donald Trump, you're right. On Tuesday night, Donald Trump is going to body slam the entire left, the entire demon rat party. He's going to body slam all the rhinos in the Republican Party. It is going to be an incredible tube ride by the big kahuna. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
big, bad Donald John, that is. And I'm visualizing tonight. I'm visualizing tonight. I don't know if President Trump is goofy foot or not, but I can see him on his backside at Pipeline like Kelly Slater holding his edge there high on the wall, an impossible tube. And there was this one, like the one Donald Trump, he pulls it off over and over again. There's this one where I think it was Kelly Slater. He wiped out in a tube and he's gone. He's obliterated. He's separated from his board. And then like Big Bad John, you know, a miner shouted, "There's a light up above." and there's a light up. Kelly Slater emerges from the spit. He's got back on his board inside of a wipeout. How do you do that? I don't think they could give him a 10 on the wave because he actually lost the heat, I think. Can you believe that? The most impossible ride ever. But I don't think the judges could give him a 10 because they couldn't see him. He's inside the mine. There's no light up above. And he wiped out in there, got back on his board, and came out. Wow. Should have gotten a 10. Should have gotten an 11. Anyway. Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm feeling good tonight. We only have a couple seconds left in the show. Let's close with Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, you bet, Kelso. Thank you for another epic show. And I want to give you 3 dates to look up in the Dakotas Legislative Law Library, 1862, 1863, and 1867. Those are the dates that they ratified the original 13th Amendment. So it was the summer of love in the 1800s before the 1900s. And paddle, 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 take off. And that's really awesome. You have to have a name like Kelly to pull one of those off.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I didn't get the connection. Dr. Kelly and Kelly Slater. I forget how many times he was world champion. I don't know. See, I'm looking here. 2005, 6, 8,
11,
2010, 2011. Yeah, a lot of times.
He's 11 world champ, and I'm 11-time national championship snowboarder.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Well,
yeah.
My goodness. And of course, snowboarding is just surfing on a frozen wave. It hits you when you're doing that, and when you take the drop, as they say. Looking good, folks, and we'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm really feeling good about what Trump's going to do on February 15th. Big, big, fat surprise for Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. See you all again tomorrow night. Thanks all.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.